we start this dog and pony show.
Okay, who's the dog and who's the pony here?
I was like, can I be a pony? But then I don't know which is worse.
I don't know.
Dogs have pretty good lives, usually.
Our dogs do. Pony. I'd probably be a pony if I was in the equine world.
I'd like to be a pony. I want to be a little, like, mini donk. Just create chaos.
The one that Madeline and Kat has seems so ridiculous. It's really cute. All right. Don't do it. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to OTTB On Tap Insiders. I'm Neve.
And I'm Emily. Hey, Neve, what's on tap today?
Today, we are back with another monthly update about my RRP horse, Oscar. Just to recap, Oscar is a 5-year-old gelding who came off the track in November. He came through Turning for Homes aftercare program and Parks Racing.
Before we jump into the episode, you've just started a fundraising campaign with Make the Makeover. Can you tell us about that and what your particular campaign features?
Make the Makeover is an initiative formed by the Retired Racehorse Project to help raise funds that go right back into the organization. Each RRP participant or team is encouraged to create unique ways of fundraising with a goal of at least $1,000. Once the $1,000 threshold is met, the participant will receive a credit of $350 back in their entry fees. Plus, the top fundraisers, the top three, can win some really cool prizes. For my fundraiser, I'm offering, if you've been following me on Instagram or on our page, I've been making these friendship bracelets that I'm going to bring to the RRP, but if you donate $10 or more, I will make you a custom-made one. So I can see everybody who's donated, and I'll reach out to you, and we'll come up with a custom design for you, and if you donate $5, I will send you a mystery one. It'll be off-the-track thoroughbred-themed, but it's going to be a mystery one. But yeah.
And are donations tax-deductible?
I'm pretty sure that they are.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, because they're a 501c3.
We'll post a link to Neve's fundraiser page in the notes. Please be generous. Back to our recap episode. So where do we leave off at the end of February with you and Oscar?
February was a banner month for us, finishing off with a big day at the obstacle clinic. I had learned so much about him and was really eager to keep on going.
So what were your goals for March?
The biggest thing on the horizon was a clinic with Warwick Schiller and a chat with an animal communicator who Chelsea O'Brien recommended to me. Beyond that, I just wanted to keep putting the pieces together and get him going a little bit more solidly under saddle.
Okay, first up, we were so excited. Let's get to the details about the Warwick Schiller clinic. Like, what a bucket list item. You were super excited about it, right? Can you give us a brief intro, first of all, about who he is, for those that don't know who he is, and the type of work that he's known for?
Yeah, so he very rarely comes to the East Coast. I think he's based in California now, but he's originally from Australia. So the fact that he was making his way over to the East Coast was a really big deal, and that kind of got me extremely interested that there was going to be something local at a local farm that I knew of and everything. And it was going to be limited to just a couple of I think it was less than 20 riders. Warwick Schiller is a renowned horseman, clinician, and author, widely recognized for his innovative approach to horse training that emphasizes attunement and understanding between horse and rider. With a career spanning several decades, Schiller has competed in reining events since 1996, and he has a passion for teaching, often conducting clinics worldwide to share his insights. His training philosophy centers on the concept of attunement, encouraging riders to develop a deep sensitivity to their horse's nonverbal cues, emotional state, and individual personality. This approach fosters a partnership based on mutual trust and respect, moving beyond traditional dominance-based techniques.
He also has a podcast, right?
He does. I don't know what it's called.
Journey On, I think.
Journey On, yeah. No, that's right.
What were you hoping to gain from your experience with him?
All the work that I've been doing with TRT has been super influential in my approach with Oscar. He's responded really well to it, and I've been able to test out its benefits and limits in real scenarios. And I think Oscar and I have developed a good bond over this emotional regulation work. And so when I learned that he was going to be teaching a clinic nearby, I jumped at the opportunity.
And TRT is another like natural horsemanship masterclass type of online learning that you can do, right?
Yes. Yeah. And he's based in the Netherlands, and actually my whole family lives there. So I have actually thought about maybe going and seeing if I could find a clinic that was going on while I was over there visiting at some point, which would be really cool.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
So how did you prepare for the clinic with Warwick, and what were you expecting?
He has a very robust app. It's actually pretty cool. It runs through all kinds of different scenarios and problems, and it really breaks things down into the minutiae of his approach. He's clearly spent a long time developing his program. It's got videos, it's got voiceovers, like everything that you could want. So anytime I sign up for a clinic, if it's with somebody I've never audited or seen or don't really know that much firsthand about, I try to just either watch videos, look up reviews, or like in this case, he's got the app. So I want to just make sure that before I jumped in, because it was really expensive, that I was going to feel like our values aligned, and I wasn't going to get there and be like, oh God, I don't agree with anything that this person is doing. It's always tricky, and I really recommend that for anybody. If you're signing up with a clinic, you should have a base idea of who they are and what they're all about.
Yeah, absolutely.
But so when they got the clinic organized, it was going to be split into groups of four. Each group would be 2 hours long. And the group that I was assigned to was going to start on the ground, and then we were told to bring our tack in, and so we could tack up and do some stuff under saddle as well. I initially wasn't sure which horse I was going to bring, but as time had gone on and I had done the obstacle clinic with Oscar, it just felt right to do it with him. Mm-hmm. I felt like he was going to get the most out of it. So,
yeah, and he'd had some issues being around other horses mm-hmm. and in confined spaces, so it seemed like maybe this was a good next step for him.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you don't want to be the person with the horse that's being unruly in a clinic until it's a natural horsemanship one, and then you do.
Right.
But listen, if you like hearing about my journey with Go Green, full episodes are available now over on Supercast.
But here's the catch. You can only listen by joining the OTTB on Tap Insiders tier, where you'll get both these episodes and also access to our popular series, OTTB on Tap Evaluates.
Head over to OTTBOnTap.supercast.com or hit the membership tab on our website to sign up. Don't miss out. Join Supercast today and catch the full episode of OTTB Training Diaries.